Hello.
Hi, this is Nina at XPO Logistics. May I have your order number to pull your account?
Have an order number? Where's the paperwork?
Ma'am?
Yeah. Order number. Where's the paperwork?
That's for the Home Depot.
What is the phone number?
What's up?
Are you from the
I can look
Home
it up
Depot?
by the.
Are you on Home Depot?
I'm Home Depot service provider. We're
Yeah.
XPO Logistics. We install for Home Depot.
Okay, because it doesn't say that on your on the robo thing. So what kind of number do you need, hon?
An installation PO.
Is that the number, 83308?
Yes,
we have
ma'am.
A bunch.
3308-262854.
That's on the corner of the paperwork. Let's see where it says it.
3308-262854.
It's actually H as in Henry, and then the numbers.
Okay.
Another one for 855 too, so I don't know which one you need. I can't tell.
What's the other number?
855. So H is in Henry, 3308-262855. Try that one. There's two numbers we have here for whatever reason.
Okay, well, give me that number. I mean, I didn't understand you.
So I have two numbers on my invoices here. I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, you
why.
Gave me one number. Give me the
uh-huh.
next number.
Is H is in Henry, 3308-262855.
So one is the installation and one is the delivery. Let's see. I hope this is ours. Okay, and this is Evelyn Williams.
No, that's not my name. It's for Conrad and Nancy Troll.
Okay, Conrad and Nancy Troll. I'm going to try. What is the phone number we called you on? Did we call you?
Yeah, you just called me.
No, but the phone number they called me on this morning was my cell phone. Give me my cell phone.
702-521-4518. Yeah. That's the old
one.
She's done on this one.
So. And the oven has been delivered?
No, ma'am. We just ordered it last night, and they before they even come to deliver it, they have to come measure to see if it's if the opening needs to be modified. So.
While oven measure and spell your name.
First name or last name?
Both. The name that's on the account.
Conrad is spelled C-O-N-R-A-D. Last name is Troll, T-R-O-L-L.
You said CONRAD?
That's correct.
TROLL?
That's correct.
And what is your spouse's name?
Nancy.
Nancy.
We put it on my Home Depot credit card, and that just has my name on it.
Okay.
And this morning I had a call, and I couldn't answer it. And it was an 866 number. And the guy said he was from XPO, and that they were calling to make an appointment to come by and measure. Because before the oven gets delivered, it has to be measured to make sure there's no modifications that have to be done on the install. Can you find my counter? No.
Okay, it's loading your phone number. Okay, I found it. Conrad Troll. It came up. Okay, I'm going to click on it. Okay, and Mr. Troll, verify your delivery address and email, please.
5771 Arlington Bend Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89139. And the email is my name, conradtroll@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to the next available date for the measure. And I can give you your measure PO number. So it won't be hard pulling you up. Okay, it says the next available date is the 4th Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Monday through Saturday the week after.
Not the week after. What day? Friday? So what day?
On
Friday,
Thursday,
Saturday
Friday
of next week? Next weekend?
4th, 5th, or 6th?
Yeah, what time? Because as long as it's after 3, any of those days would be fine. Not a Sunday, but Friday or Saturday.
We can't pick a time frame. They generate the schedules the night before and give you a 4-hour window. And then they call 30 minutes prior to arrival on the day of the measure.
But can you do morning or later? Or what? I mean, there's obviously, or you just have to say all day and they can come whenever they want to?
No, ma'am. They're going to give you a 4-hour window time frame the night before.
Okay.
Whatever day you confirm, the night before you'll get a 4-hour time frame.
Okay.
And then they'll call 30 minutes prior, the day of the service.
So we'll do Friday.
Okay, Friday is the 5th. So they'll call you on the 4th, that night before. So by 6 o'clock p.m. on the 4th, you should have your time frame.
Okay. All right, which number are they going to call, ma'am?
Okay, let's see. Which number? This says the number ending in 4518.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, let's get you set up. Hold one more. And, okay.
Should we do the house number? No, that should be fine.
You want me to put both of them on here?
Yes, please. That'd be good. Because if he's at work and he can't answer his phone.
Okay, so that's his phone number, the primary?
The 4518 is his cell. And the 2773 is our home, so that's a good one to have both.
Okay, which one is the first number?
A
cell. You want the first.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the other number? You said 702. What else?
702-837-2773.
What I'm going to do is update the phone numbers first. Well, not up there, but add the number that ends in 2773 as the alternative.
Yes.
Almost through, bear with me. Okay, thank you for holding. We have you set up for the 5th. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. This is Nina at XPO. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, Nina. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.